Golf Zero Sierra Tango Kilo. It's Alan in Harrogate, over.
Okay. Yeah. Evening to you. Yeah. Hey, Steve, I'm in Chatham in Kent. Someone just keyed up my repeater, actually. I don't know who it was, but evening to the person that keyed up my repeater. M8SGG.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, I don't know anything about that, but yeah, trust you well. I think if you cast your mind back, I was going to contact my friend with the programming the repeater for your friend, but he's not heard anything, so, and he'll be away on holiday now for a lot of weeks anyway, but yeah, so that was the result from that one. G0STK.
Okay, yeah, he contacted me the other day. He's down this way at the moment, he's in motorbike. I'll catch up with him on that. Thanks for doing that anyway. I've just ordered a couple of things to try and upgrade the network a little bit. Got a new access and a new commercial router. So which is 19 inch rack mount, so yeah, can't be bad. I've got to start buying stuff for the car to get my car repaired. Some bits and pieces need doing on that, so got some parts, just need a tensioner, and then put some money away for getting things repaired. So yeah, joy of the motors, mate. Maybe you might contact him in a bit. You never know. M8SGG.
Yeah, okay, Steve, yeah. Well, don't worry about it. It'll either work out or it won't. Yeah, I know the feeling on the car side. I need to get some bits and pieces done on mine, which I always used to do myself, and it pains me to have to go to a garage when, you know, I've spent years in the motor trade and done it all myself. And then you know, find myself just in a flat and no garage and nothing like that, no driveway. You know, so I have to go to I'm at the garage is Murphy, you know, so it's not good because it soon empties your wallet, doesn't it, Steve, over?
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, fair play. Yeah, well, my wife's talking about getting another car, so what I might do is take this one off the road, and then transfer the insurance over, sawn it, and then just get parts done when I've got the money, and then that way I've got another spare one. But yeah, all good in the hood. Yeah, Emma. Yeah, might be a good idea. Okay, sorry, try to sell the insurance over. And
yeah, okay, I don't know if you passed it over or whether you dropped out there, but you buy another car and then you have to start again with any faults or things you find. Sometimes better sticking with what you've got. unless you know, unless it's getting past its sell by date, then it's time to go, or like you say, buy another car and do that one up. See, so anyway, take care.
Yeah, well, he's a good time to get a test done. That way it takes the MC across me. I work my ass off and, spend time on bloody cars. But, yeah. Oh, dear. At least I've got work done, I suppose. So, yeah, it's better than nothing. That's it.
Nowadays we can't seem to do without them, can we? One of these days I'll be packing in driving. I've got to 74, but I'm still quite active and still a good driver. I've done a lot of driving certificates, especially on motorbikes. I've done quite a lot of driving, riding with the police and stuff like that, and teaching other riders, you know, to keep safe and stuff like that. But eventually it has to come to an end, like everything else. But at the moment, I'm okay. I've got my wits about me. I can drive all right. But like I say, I was in the motor trade, and it's, you know, anything you want doing, you just go and order your parts, get them at trade, and bring car into garage, and put it on lift, and do whatever you want to do. You know, your time doesn't get paid for it. But now you pay for ridiculous amounts of labour, don't you, in garages. I don't know. I suppose they've got to keep a roof over the head, and everything's expensive, and VAT and all that sort of stuff. It's, yeah, it's not good. But anyway, we keep going, we manage it. But like I say, you need to have a car to get about with these days. Jesus Christ, TK.
Yeah, tell me about. Well, I've been quoted £200 for two anti-roll bar links, the anti-roll bar bushes, in the bushes, accessory belt, tensioner, and that's it, £200. Do you reckon that's good? I reckon 2 hours to do all that back here.
Yeah, from G0STK, yeah. I suppose that's about right, really. By the time you've tossed up all the bits. Yeah. I'm just trying to work it out in my head what it used to be. I would think, yeah, there's probably 50, 60 quid of parts and the labour. 2 hours labour at whatever the what they charge now, 50 quid. So, yeah, it's probably about right, I guess. But, yeah, that's it. Unless you go to a smaller garage or not a backstreet garage, but, you know, one-man band. I get it a bit cheaper, so, unless that's where you've been, Steve, over.
It's one round the corner from here. No, that's just labour, mate. I've bought the parts myself. I've spent 60 quid on parts. I've just got to get a tensioner for the accessory belt. And then the next thing it needs doing is the, need to get a four-piece clutch, get the clutch done. And then I'm going to need the cam belt doing as soon as it hits 200k. It's full death max. So in theory, death max is the same chassis as a Cougar. Same engine, Duratec. So it's a newer Duratec. The older Duratec engines, as I had in my Mondeo, they were susceptible for injectors going. But I think this is a recon engine in it. It looks pretty much looks newer than what the car is back here.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, well, I wasn't far off with the parts. Yeah, two hours labour at 200 quid. Yeah, I'm not sure about that one. But, yeah, I'm not really in the trade so now, so I'm not up to date with what the charge. But, yeah, oh well, yeah, well, good luck with that one. Yeah, well, I need my EGR valve doing something with it, whether it's a clean-out job or a replacement, but at the moment I've got the engine, the code reads the EGR valve, because I'm a bit of a steady driver, but, you know, if you drive a diesel, they need to be working, otherwise they just clog up, and that's my problem, because I don't do big mileage nowadays. So, I'll go up to my partner's place in East Bradford Airport, and it's only about 12-15 miles up there, you know, and it's in the slow moving traffic a lot of the time, so they don't get a good belt, you know. So that's one thing to be looked at, and then I need some tyres. So they're not cheap either, are they, Steve, over?
No, I need one tyre. I need one on the driver's side. But I'll get that next month. I'll just spend 60 quid on network stuff. So I'm not buying any more radio stuff. So I'm going to take the opportunity to get the car done. So, yeah. All good in his hood. Yeah. All right, mate. Well, I'm going to shoot because I'm going to go to bed. I'm going to go to sleep. And, yeah. But, yeah, nice to talk to you again. And I'll speak to you again soon, mate. Have a nice evening. Yeah, mate, it's GG.
Yeah, okay, Steve. Well, yeah, thanks for the chat. I'll be on a bit later. If Matt or anybody comes on, might just have a quick chat, and then I'll be gone. Cheers now, Steve. Get your head down and get out there tomorrow and earn some more money. See you later. Cheers, take care.
Roger, mate. Have a good one. Thanks for that. Mate, it's TJ.
Something.